I'm stirring it up. I'm shaking it up. I've got collagen in here, purple stick in here, and GHI in here. Oh, and by the way, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing the latest world news and health research. So glad you could be with us today as we're having another protein shake party this morning. I was on with John Moore this morning. Austin was on with Hagman last night, so we're both kind of trying to boot up again.
Dial it back in. Thanks for joining us today, guys. I just have straight purple sticks in here. We're just putting scoops and scoops and scoops of purple sticks and everything.
Did you have tension factor again?
Yeah.
Oh, you're still dragging.
I haven't kicked in yet.
How'd you sleep last night?
5 minutes ago, you don't sleep on that stuff. You can't take it that late, man. That's the only thing I like about that stuff. You take it late.
You take a tension factor late?
Yeah, about 9 o'clock, 8:30 for the show.
Just do purple sticks instead.
I did. It was a good show.
Well, I heard you cranking, man. It was good. Tense.
The problem is you get done, and then you're like, wow, I need to get work done. Some of her answering emails at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know, we have renamed IRS. It's now Israeli Revenue Service.
Oh yeah, Israeli. Oh yeah, don't forget to pay your taxes yesterday, guys. The Israeli Revenue Service needed to make more money so they can
buy more weapons. Get more weapons for free from us.
Bomb more countries too.
Oh yeah, you gotta kill everybody.
They have more countries.
I think Turkey got their attention though with Lebanon, didn't they?
Haven't bombed Lebanon since Turkey put out the ultimatum. A lot of people sleep on Turkey as far as, like, they don't realize Turkey's got an enormous ground team. Like, they have a big ground force.
We had a mess with that.
They're NATO. They put them in a quandary with that. Then the United States would have to pull out of NATO if they didn't want to back Turkey. Turkey basically defending Lebanon and hitting Ukraine, hitting Israel. I don't know. But also, too, guys, check out the EyeSight formula. It's on sale. I talked about it in detail last night on the Hagman Report.
That's a great product.
You know, a lot of people are getting worse eyesight, even younger now. I'm talking to more people.
It's because of screen time.
Screens. I went into detail. If you guys want to listen to Hagman's show last night, I did a great show on that. A lot of different topics. But they're showing now that, I mean, kids all the way down in their early 20s are starting to have severe vision problem. And they're saying a lot of it is also, too, because these kids are getting exposed to high levels of screen time at such an early age that their eye development, their ocular formation as they're growing is being almost restricted because your body's not designed to look at blue screen 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day. And these kids, you know, 4 or 5 years old, most of them already have iPads and iPhones. Then they're going to school and they're working on an iPad all day. They want to do school on iPads, which is always interesting to me. Then they come home and they want to watch TV or play video games, watch it on their phones. So, I mean, some of these kids are getting anywhere from 12 to 16 hours of screen time a day. The eyes can't handle that, man, especially in developmental phases. And so, yeah, be sure if you need anything, check out this formula. Give me some reviews back on it. I've only got 10 five-star reviews. I'm looking for like 40 or 50, like the magnesium brain food on here. I think this product is that good and what it does because, vision's important, guys.
It's an expensive product, but it really works.
It's very expensive to make.
I took mine this morning.
Did you? Mm-hmm. The top three right here, the quercetin, the lutein, and the lycopene. These are extremely expensive if you guys know anything about raw materials. The lycopene is actually derived from tomatoes, and that is an extremely expensive product to get a hold of in the grade that we get it in, and that's one of the reasons why this product works. You know, it's only got 6 milligrams of lycopene. That's how strong that formula is. And lycopene is extremely expensive to contract in a raw form.
A lot of these formulas have micrograms.
Oh, yeah.
Of lycopene.
Lycopene is so good for the eyes. You see a lot of companies now, they're promoting and they're talking about it. And you're exactly right.
Micrograms.
There's one the other day somebody sent me, and it was like 100 micrograms. MCGs, 100 MCGs. Which, you got to remember, 1,000 MCGs is 1 milligram. This has 6 milligrams of lycopene in it.
So like 600 times higher.
Compare the products you're taking if you want and make sure you're getting the highest quality supplements, and we make it easy for you. You need anything, healthmasters.com. And also, too, be sure to check out the podcast news platform, browershow.com, every single day, bringing you the podcast right to your email. So sign up for the updates. Put your first name, last name, email. I would sign up for the Brower Show and the Health Masters Report. That'll get you the shows every day, and it'll get you the specials, 3-packs, kits, deals, products of the week, and everything else we have going on every single day right to your email. And also, too, we send you guys the health articles when you're on that email list. This is the new one that was just written and posted yesterday I had Harrison write it up for me. It says, Health Masters Eyesight, a comprehensive approach to supporting vision and eye health. You want to know more about this product? This goes into detail, including every single ingredient down to its exact functioning factor and why it's so important, and all the references that are behind this product and the ingredients that are in it. So if you want to learn more about it, check it out.
Man, he's a good writer.
Exceptional writer. That's why I have him.
I trained him how to write, but now he writes better than me.
So how's that work? when he exceeds your skill set, it's like...
Makes me really proud of him.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm really happy for him.
Yes.
But of course, he's an attorney. He writes all the time. I remember a couple of years ago, he had some kind of case. He was a defense attorney, and I'll never forget this. I won't mention any names or what he was writing about. And some guy really was innocent, and they were trying to railroad him, and he was the defense attorney appointed by the court. And he goes, well, I'm going to write a brief on this. I'm going to appeal this. And he goes, that's going to take you hours, days to write this. He goes, that's what I'd love to write.
Yeah, that's
so
fun.
So he wrote this thing out, like, I think it was like 12, 13, 14 pages. It took him, he said, you know, half a day as a defense for this guy to have the case dismissed. And all of a sudden, the judge looks at it and goes, case dismissed.
Boom.
Done. Right there. Drop the gavel. Boom. Done.
And that's why I tell you guys, if you ever get yourself in a pickle, you get yourself in something you shouldn't be in, you know, it's really important to make sure you've got a right defense on something, even if it's not something that big, even if you didn't do anything wrong and just trying to set you up. You got to be really careful, man, because sometimes you get some of these
Bobo attorneys,
or you get some of these court-appointed attorneys.
Yeah.
If it's something important, something you're trying to make sure you don't stay out of, you got to get a good attorney.
You know, Harrison was funny one time. He had it because he was young when he got out of law school, right? He's like, I guess 23 when he graduated law school. And I remember he said he was in his office one day, and this black lady came in, and he was assigned to defend her son.
Yeah.
And she came in there and she started talking about how young he was. You know. And behind him, he's got a whole wall of plaques from all the college stuff he did.
Yeah.
Valedictorian. I mean, all the stuff, right? And high school, everything else. And plaque. And he's got all these walls. And he says, and he looked at the lady and said something. I'm paraphrasing Harrison. Okay. He goes, he's very funny about being a stickler. So I'm paraphrasing. And I said, you see all the stuff on the wall? No, that's all my stuff. But if you want somebody else to, defend your son, you can get somebody else.
Yeah.
And she says, no. And after he wrote that brief for that one guy, all the people started asking for Harrison. We want Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
We want Harrison. And so, yeah, I'm very, very proud of him. He's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant young man. Oh, by the way, the new Hungarian prime minister says the borders will remain shut to immigrants.
Interesting.
No, they thought they had it. They were going to open that place up.
Again.
And, yeah. In the wake of Viktor Orban's election defeat, which I think was rigged, one of the greatest fears among conservatives in the region is an unconstrained EU able to take action on foreign policy, health, immigration, without the threat of a veto. It is widely assumed that the incoming Prime Minister of Hungary, Peter Magyar, will seek a fast resolution of Brussels' key issues with Hungary in order to unlock some of the $35 billion in EU funding. It's always about the money, isn't it, guys? We got the Israeli Revenue Service. His election win was heralded as a substantial victory for the global left wing, from EU globalists to Democrats in the U.S. Their assumption is that Orban's veto power out of play, they will be able to do what they want in Ukraine and in Hungary. However, the new prime minister may not be as cooperative as they initially believed. Magyar has stated he will not try to block a $90 billion EU loan to Ukraine, which Orban originally vetoed. But he also stated that Hungary will not be contributing to such loans and that the government will not support any attempt to induct Ukraine into the EU. He also announced this week that he will not allow Hungary to join in the EU's migration pact. There's an EU migration pact, in case you didn't know about it, and that he plans to further strengthen Hungary's borders. This includes a continued rejection of the EU's asylum rules, which are widely abused by third world migrants to freely enter Europe and gain access to welfare subsidies, as in France and in Germany. Beyond the Ukraine funding veto, it was Orban's refusal to submit to open borders and mass migration that caused constant conflict with the EU. I love that guy. He was frequently referred to by the political left as a dictator. Not really. He was basically a nationalist and a fascist. No, he was not. He cared about Hungary, in part because of his strict border policies. Yes, they were, even though he is voluntarily leaving office after losing the election, which is not the behavior of a dictator. Ursula von der Leyen, which I don't care for at all, president of the European Commission, I'm gonna bring her up in just a second, attacked Orban regularly for his border controls. Yes, she's a Rothschild girl, stating that Hungary's program to reinforce their borders with walls and barbed wire was a violation of EU immigration standards. I was there years ago. And he had the borders lined with razor wire. He said, nah, No coming in here. You're not doing this. And the borders that were all open in other EU countries, they were shut down in Hungary. And so when I got a ticket there, also, I got a big ticket in Hungary, and because I drove, and I didn't know you had to have a little decal on your windshield, right? And I don't read Hungarian, and it was my bad. And so I pulled in. It was. And so I got a ticket for $175 going in and coming out. It cost me 350 euros. And the crazy part about this was, I didn't like it, but I thought, at least I'm helping Hungary to maintain closed borders. And I kind of just looked at it that way.
Well, you want to find out who runs Ukraine?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Zelensky on Monday signed a new bill criminalizing all anti-Semitism, including anti-Semitism speech, with new law signed. The legislation amends Article 161, signing a law introducing criminal liability for any manifestations of anti-Semitism, marking a significant step in addressing hate crime against Jews in Ukraine. The violation, which addresses violation of equality based on rights, the updated provision explicitly includes any anti-Semitic behavior, whatever that's supposed to mean. Under the new law, individuals found guilty of anti-Semitic actions face fines of $500, restriction of liberty for up to 5 years, and imprisonment up to 3 years. I missed the part where he added in there any anti-Christian behavior also warrants that.
Okay, we got to do a rewind on history. Germany under Hitler freed Ukraine from like oppressive rules.
Yes.
Okay. And the Ukrainian people were so unbelievably grateful. They set up, and they were like following Hitler and fighting with him in World War II. And they had entire divisions set up to support Hitler. And a lot of the people, even when this war started 5 or 6 years ago now, they were still wearing swastikas. Just thought I'd mention that. There were the insignias, because they were still hardcore fascists, you know, following Adolf. And the funny part about all of this stuff is that now they're making it so these guys, I guess, who are the hardcore fascist Nazi boys, he decided nobody's talking negative about Jews anymore. And I personally believe this is one of the big reasons that they went into, and he did what he did, to get rid of these Nazi sympathizers. Well,
it's been a war of attrition. They've just been throwing bodies at this war, unfortunately. Every single body's getting conscripted at 18 years old. And remember, BlackRock got the contract for reconstruction of Ukraine.
But they got to get rid of the pesky Nazis. They're pesky. They don't want to quit.
They have to continually find a reason to dust one off. Because you got to remember, World War II didn't happen. Only the Holocaust happened. World War II didn't even happen anymore. They're going to gaslight everybody to a point where most people aren't even going to know we had a conflict. They're going to think there was just a massacre of Jews in the Holocaust. And there's some war, somebody said. It was like World War II. I don't know.
Here's how I look at the attrition and death numbers of World War II, including the Holocaust. Hundreds of millions died.
Dead. Russians, okay. Germans, Christians,
I'm
Jews,
not breaking it up
Poles.
Into segments. Hundreds of millions of people died. I mean, it was unbelievable, the attrition. Stalin was just a mass murderer. Now you have to include the Russian Revolution with that. But the crazy part about it is it was bad. Hundreds of millions. You go over there to Verdun, and you go to the doggone crosses there. Were you with us when we went over that time?
That's crazy, man. As far as you can see,
white crosses from World War I.
It's almost disturbing. Mm-hmm. It is. When you see it, it's visually overwhelming. Mm-hmm. When you start seeing that level of, you know, that many bodies dying, you know, in one conflict. And so, yeah.
That was World War One. That's what happens when you have entrenched trench warfare.
Gosh.
And that's why they put up that giant, you know, Maginot Line for World War II. And Hitler looked at it and goes, I don't think we're going to do that twice. Let's just go through the Belgian forest and be done with this. And he's had the tanks and the troops just push through out north of that.
Well, and that's what irritates me.
Got behind
it. There's so much footage coming out, real footage that I've seen, and I won't post any of it, of trench warfare over in Ukraine and Russian border. They've literally reached that point now where they're doing full trench warfare. Back in, watched it. Terrific.
Well, that's a war of attrition.
Yeah, there's nothing.
That's all it's for.
It doesn't go anywhere. I mean, literally, there's videos these guys. They're lobbing frags back and forth to the trenches. One's jumping over another AK. Another one's throwing another grenade over. What are we doing over there?
You got to remember something. Putin doesn't like Nazis either. He's Russian. And, you know, World War II, it was Germany against Russia, that whole Western Eastern front
but
they
had. Mean, dude,
these guys don't forget that kind of stuff.
The level of bodies. I mean, the level of extended warfare that we have now, and we're going back to trench warfare in 2026.
Well, it's attrition. It kills people.
Exactly what it is. It's a body attrition war. They're trying to wipe out all the younger population. They don't want any of the young males there anymore.
Oh, by the way, they're now coming out because of the Congress guy that we played his video the other day about the aliens and the UFOs.
Oh, he's getting some coverage.
Oh, yeah. Now you and I started it a couple weeks ago. But the crazy part about it is now that he's saying, and they're saying, it's going to destroy Christianity if the Christians find out. No, it's not. Because Christians, if you're watching this show, I'm telling you, aliens are real. So are their spaceships. Period. The Bible talks about them. It's not some kind of big secret here. God knows that they're here. He put them here, by the way. He locked them up, you know, during Angel Wars. Listen to the series. It's on. Go to that site also. Go to the Brewer Show again. There you go.
Podcast up here to the right.
Yep. Boom. Done.
It goes right to the Brewer Show.
Okay, we got
to
get it on
you
screen.
Got podcast.
Got to get screen.
You got me. Oh. My bad. There we go.
Right here.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me go. Let me start over. All right. So you're healthmasters.com. It's the product of the week. You go over here. Podcast news. This takes you to the Brewer Show.com. You got podcast at the top. Podcast. You got news. This is daily articles that we post every day on the show. And you got Angel Wars series right here.
Now, Michael Barrett, fix this for you. If you put Angel Wars and put Ted Brewer, that's it. Angel Wars, Ted Brewer, you Google it. It pops up now. Because I wanted to have that. So if I have somebody that that doesn't really watch the show, but they want to hear Angel Wars, I want to kick them into that. Because I want them to hear that show. Because you got to hear the show. Because we talk about aliens and spaceships.
The thing about it is, at this point in time, and almost everybody I know, even people that aren't really into, you know, political theater or geopolitical context, everybody now pretty much is on the agreement that they're hiding a lot of stuff as far as with UFOs. I mean, I think everybody's realized that now.
No, it's Eisenhower did that garbage with Majestic 12.
Yeah, I mean everybody realizes it's being hidden. Everybody realizes they're constantly lying to us. And so that congressman, kudos for speaking up. I mean, as much as he could, you know, we played that video. But at the end of the day, man, just like he said, just disclose it. Get it over with. Be done with it. Stop this hidden agenda with all this stuff over here. Nobody likes this covert nonsense.
Well, and I cover this in Angel Wars. There are certain rules of engagement that were put in by God. And one of them is the amount of activity they can have with humans. God didn't want that to happen. That's what happened to us with Genesis 6.
Chapter 6, that's right.
Yeah, they started, you know,
Well, I don't think there was many rules with engagement back then. It was kind of free-for-all.
No, there were. They broke them. That's why the planet got flooded. And see, they're not supposed to do that.
Look, it says the sons of God bred with the women of men.
Well, they found them attractive.
Right.
But the crazy part about it is, if you watch Star Trek, they have the Prime Directive.
What is that? The Prime Directive? You always like your Star Trek.
You know, I like Star Trek.
Well, what does that mean?
You guys are Trekkies. You know what I'm talking about. What's the Prime Directive? That means an advanced civilization cannot interact with like a pre-warp civilization because they don't want to interfere with their development.
Interesting.
Prime Directive. And so God kind of put a Prime Directive in place. Said, hey, look, here's the deal. You can't show up. That's why if you notice, the angels didn't evangelize. They weren't running around starting groups of people in Bible studies.
That's true. I didn't think about that. You're right. They didn't prophetize anybody. No. They never did, actually.
No.
They were there to protect.
They showed. They were
deliver stuff.
You know, Mary goes, they run over to the tomb, right? He goes, he's not here. That's all they got to say. He's risen. That's it.
That's
true. But he didn't show up. They don't show up having a crusade.
You're right.
You know, 14-foot angel walks in. Everybody's going to pay attention.
Jeez, yeah.
And that may be a small one.
Yeah.
So if he comes in about 4 years.
Archangel Michael walks in
at 50 feet tall. They go, we're going to have to chit-chat about what's going on this planet.
20-foot blade.
People go, okay, let's talk. Remember what happened with the walls of Jericho? When Joshua was walking around the walls of Jericho, Jesus showed up in full armor. Full armor. And he goes, and he's like, Joshua's like, you know, he's about to fight Jesus. You know, Jesus is like huge. And he's looking at me and goes, whose side are you on? And the guy goes, Jesus goes, neither. Okay. And all of a sudden Joshua does a face plant, like, you know, and says, okay, I know who you are. And so it's really important that we understand that that's why the entities on the other side of the veil, they don't want full disclosure, Austin. Because they've done it once before with Genesis 6, and they got their butts handed to them. They got the whole planet flooded out. They've taken too much time building a 5G, 6G network now to enslave the hearts and minds of everybody here. Now, they do have their breeding programs. The congressman talked about that. But the problem is they don't want the worldwide knowledge of this stuff being out there. They don't want that. Because I personally believe it would galvanize people to Jesus and to God Almighty.
I remember that. You brought that up. I was bringing that up on Joshua 13 through 15. It says, when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted his eyes and looked. Behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand.
But Jesus had his weapon out.
Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? He said, no. I'm the commander of the army of the Lord, now I have come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped him and said to him, why does my Lord say this to his servant? Commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take off your sandals from your feet, for this place you're standing is holy. Joshua did so. Drawn sword in hand, bladed weapon out. Interesting. That's intense.
The problem is if Joshua had given him the wrong answer, he'd had a really negative outcome.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. that wasn't one of those times to get cocky.
No.
That was one of those times to play the, well, I don't know, what are you going to do about it?
That's why I said Joshua did a face plant.
Yeah.
Like Joshua fell on his face to the earth.
Interesting. That's intense.
People think that was an angel. That wasn't an angel. That was Jesus.
The commander of the army of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He comes back in Revelation.
Drawn sword in hand. Bladed weapon.
I'm going to pull that one up for you. So I'll read that one to you. Go to your next story.
I got a health story you guys are going to love on this because I get this question all the time. Best time to take your supplements. Turns out, there's some certain times it's best to take nutrients. Says your body runs on a clock. Whoops here. System in your body follows a daily rhythm, including our genes and microbes living in their gut. These rhythms help regulate inflammation and overall health. The body's main biological clock sits in the brain, but many organs, including the liver, gut, and pancreas, have their own clocks. These peripheral clocks help coordinate functions throughout the day. For example, glucose tolerance tends to be higher during the day and lower at night. Melatonin rises in the evening, prepares the body for sleep. Cortisol peaks in the morning. It says, here's some of the main base supplements to take. It says in the morning, B vitamins, as far as first thing in the morning, meal with fat, vitamin D and omega-3 fats. That's actually very important. You want to make sure when you take your vitamin D through K2 and your cod liver oil or your Himalaya or your DHA formula, you take it with meals. I always eat eggs in the morning most of the time. If I'm not, I'm drinking a protein shake. But usually when I eat my eggs, that's when I take the usual bulk of those supplements. My omega-3s, the Himalaya, the super potent E, the CoQ10, the D3. Those are all fat-soluble supplements. And I take them with eggs because they got fat in them and they digest better that way. And it says later on, and of course the multivitamin, I usually hit that again later on in the afternoon because that's just, well, it's multivitamins. I mean, just don't hit it too late. It's loaded B vitamins. It'll keep you up. Then at night, says the B6, folate, and vitamin C, along with the evening with magnesium. Now, again, these are the base core supplements.
I don't take those B vitamins at night. I tried it. I don't sleep with B6.
Well, that's B6, though.
I don't sleep.
You still don't do it?
No, I take it all. I take it all with my breakfast.
I usually take that with the breakfast and lunch as far as my Bs. Now, the vitamin C, I do take vitamin C at night.
Oh, I do, too.
Vitamin C is extremely important for collagen production and collagen usage. This right here. The reason why I take vitamin C is because I also take collagen at night before bed. I actually throw it in with a protein shake with this and powdered vitamin C.
I haven't been doing that. I'm going to add that now.
At night?
Yeah, I am.
It's recovery, man. Yeah. You think about it. When your body's sleeping, that's when you're recovering. That's when your body has growth hormone through and your IGF goes up.
What it does for the intestinal tract is amazing.
And that's where everything recovers at night.
Yeah.
So you think about it. That's why you have the protein and peptides. And then it says at night, magnesium. That is crucial. People, again, do not realize, I think in most cases, how important magnesium is. It says magnesium is amazing at night, 1 to 2 hours before bed, when your body's starting to wind down, promotes relaxation, supports restful sleep. This is one reason why we put together the Sleep Like a Baby kit with the magnesium, the Total Rest, and the melatonin formula. It says magnesium can be taken with or without food. It can interact with some medications, so look that up if you are taking a medication. And it says you can also take high dose of zinc at night, and that also can help out with rest. But magnesium is absolutely crucial, especially with the magnesium brain food we have, because that's the magnesium malate and the magnesium thionate. And the magnesium thionate is the only magnesium that's ever been clinically shown to pass through the blood-brain barrier, meaning it can help detoxify metals out of your brain, some cases, and it really, really helps out with overall rest, repair, recovery. So try that formula. Let me know what you think about it. And what'd you pull up? You pulled up another...
Revelation 19:15.
Oh, we're going to Revelation.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
not Friday yet, man.
I got to be careful on this one. I'll start preaching
this
on this one.
Yeah.
This is intense. Because this goes right back to Joshua saying, I'm the leader of the armies of the Lord God Almighty. Right?
Yeah.
And you ready? The rider on the white horse.
What verses? I'm going to pull it up so everybody can
Revelation
read it.
Starting with 19, starting with verse 14. 14 through 16. The armies of heaven, dressed in fine linen, white and pure, follow him on white horses. And from his mouth proceeds a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty, and he has a name written on his robe and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yeah, he's not coming back to play games.
Yeah.
And so that's what people don't even realize. What the heck are you on? You're in Isaiah.
No, I'm not. I'm in Revelation.
Oh, there he is. 19, there he is.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
That's what you just read.
Yeah.
So I highlighted it.
Yeah. And so that's a great verse. You know, let you know who's in charge. But see, we have rules of engagement. So that's why when you call on the name of Jesus, if you're involved in a alien or fallen angel abduction or demon interaction, they don't want you to do that.
You got to finish this now. Now you got me intrigued because I haven't read Revelations in quite a while. It says he saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. This is going against God Almighty. Mm-hmm. It says, but the beast was captured and with it the false prophet who had performed the signs on his behalf. That's referring to the Antichrist, correct?
Yes, and also the prophet that comes before the Antichrist.
Okay. It says, with these signs he has deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The rest were killed with a sword coming out of the mouth of the rider of the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. Crazy vision.
But you got to remember, in the Old Testament, before the Old Testament, in the pre-Adamic race, I talk about what happened when a third of creation came against God Almighty following the evil one. I mean, it wasn't like 10 or 12 people got mad and tried to do a coup d'etat. It was a third of creation.
Yeah.
It was a lot of things. And it says the angels were innumerable. That means billions of them, probably. And they weren't killed, though. They were basically locked up. And they were probably locked up in Antarctica. I'm going to cover that in Angel Wars, too.
This is wild. Anyways, another story coming in. We talked about yesterday about aspartame, right?
I did.
This is another study that just came out again. Yeah. Again.
You know, I talked about this so much.
No, it's like everybody's going, dude, do you know diet sodas are bad? I'm like, yeah, since like the 90s, bro. Since I was like 5 and I heard that on a radio show, I'm well aware they're bad. Like, well, I didn't know all that. I'm like, I get it. I had a little intro to, you know, intro to biology when I was a kid, understanding aspartame a lot earlier than almost anybody else
Pretty
did.
Much.
But it went into detail here in another study. It says detailed research has now shown that diet sodas contain little to no calories. They rely on artificial sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose. They're the popular choice. New study found that people who drank more than one diet soda a day were 4 times more likely to develop dementia than those who had one or none. Golly, I didn't even realize this. I haven't read this whole article. I haven't finished it yet. Each additional diet soda per day was linked to a 39% higher risk per soda. Did you see what I said? Each additional soda per day was linked to a 39% higher risk of dementia per soda. So we do not know what ingredients are driving this association. More researchers need to understand.
They know exactly what
they are. I know why they said that. It says the studies on diet soda research examine artificial sweeteners more broadly and their potential effects. Another study found that no-calorie sweeteners were associated with faster cognitive decline over 8 years. Sweeteners, including aspartame and sucralose, are synthetic and far more potent than regular sugar, meaning only small amounts are needed to create a small taste. Then it goes, is regular soda any better than sweetener? No. Regular soda is not a healthy substitute because that contains high fructose corn syrup, which massively causes a rapid spike in blood glucose and insulin. High intakes of added sugar directly link to increased inflammation, poor memory, and type 2 diabetes. Evidence points and links between sugar intake and mood. Analysis of 40 studies involving more than 1 million participants found that higher sugar consumption was associated with 21% risk of depression. And I think a lot of that's tied into blood sugar issues. Well, bless your back and forth all day.
I'm going to tell a story here that I haven't told in a couple of years. And if you've heard it before, just forgive the repetitive nature of it. And it's a friend of mine. His name's Mark Glogauer. He owns Daniel Fencing. He's given me permission to use his name with this. He was here years ago, giving me a price on putting a gate up for me. And he basically looked awful. And he had lost a bunch of weight. He was pale as a ghost. And he basically told me that he'd been having grand mal epileptic seizures and had to have brain surgery. Okay. And I said, okay. And he had actually had holes in the frontal lobe of his brain and had blood vessels dangling in there. And he had to have them basically gone. He had to go into his brain and tie off the blood vessels so he wouldn't have a ruptured aneurysm. Now, I'm paraphrasing. Now, if you want to call Mark up, go ahead. Just don't tell him. Well, you can tell Mike told you to call him. It doesn't matter. But good luck getting his cell phone. I have it. But the reality is that I asked him when he told me all that. He said, well, I was having grand mal epileptic seizures every day. I said, okay. And I looked at him. I said, were you drinking diet sodas? And he looked at me. He goes, how do you know that? I said, because they cause seizures. And in one primate study, they had seizures, and every single primate developed grand mal epileptic seizures. Monkeys. All of them got seizures. He said, well, let me tell you what happened to me, Ted. He goes, I've been having seizures every day, all day. I have seizures all the time. Couldn't work. And he goes, I go to the neurologist, and I'm in his chair, his examination chair, and they're trying to trigger a seizure, and they couldn't do it. So he brings in a can of diet sodas. He says, here, drink this. It causes seizures in many of my patients. He said, within 5 minutes, on the floor, massive grand mal seizure from the diet soda. Now you're thinking, Ted's making this up. I don't make up any of this stuff. It's that bad. And so he had holes in the frontal lobe of his brain. Now you say, how'd that happen? Aspartic acid, one of the components of aspartame, eats holes in the frontal lobe of the brain, period. Phenylalanine in high concentrations, also in aspartame, basically causes brain damage. And methanol, which is paint thinner, by the way, it's methanol. It's not ethanol. It's not whiskey. It's paint thinner. It's methanol. They use methanol in it. And that causes severe neurological problems, been linked to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, blindness. That's what diet sodas do. And Austin, I've been yelling this crap for over 35, 40 years now. And finally people are saying, oh, you know what? That Ted Brewer guy, I heard him at a seminar way back in the 90s. He said this 35 years ago. He was right. You think I was making it up then? I did a whole article on it. You can read it on the website. It's called Aspartame, A Chronicle of Crime. And I go into detail on how it got involved and how it got passed. This is how they do everything, Austin. They see it as a massive way to make money, and they also see it as a massive way to degrade the human species, in my opinion.
Yep. Quality of life.
Yeah.
For some odd reason, a lot of these individuals that like to put this stuff out there, they really absolutely hate people being healthy and enjoying themselves.
Well, they're jealous of us, bud.
They do. It's like they want to take everybody's peace.
Okay.
You know, when you're sick, you don't feel good. Everything's just off, right? Your frequency's off. Your energy's off. You're tired. It's like these individuals love doing this. They know what this stuff does. Mm-hmm. They're not dumb. They're inventing sweeteners, artificial sweeteners. Their mental acuity and their IQ points are pretty doggone high. They know what this stuff did. They researched it. They tested. The studies showed what it did. Yet, it's still, to this day, you walk into Publix or Walmart and you will find hundreds of products with aspartame still on the packaging, still inside them. And there's no black box warning. There's no, this product can be linked to brain cancer. Why in the world doesn't aspartame products have nicotine, tobacco warnings on them like they did?
Why are aspartame and or Tylenol products even on the market?
Right. If they are, why don't they have big black boxes on them? I mean, you see a pack of cigarettes now right on the front. This product causes cancer.
At least they warn you about the Tylenol. But let me show you. The other night I watched that movie Constantine. Okay? Now, I'm not advocating that movie. It's really intense, and it's never for children, ever. And Gabriel's there. And Gabriel's like an hermaphrodite, which is kind of weird. And there's some woman playing Gabriel. That's one I didn't really care for. And what the funny part was, she says, you humans, I'm paraphrasing, don't realize what you have. You're the only creature in all of the universe that was created in God's image.
I remember that part as well, yeah.
She goes, you're the only ones. You're the only ones that Jesus basically died for, that we have grace for. And I'm paraphrasing. She may not have said all these words. But she says, you're it. And she goes, and it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair that you have the ability just through grace from God to basically have eternal life because of Jesus. And I think to myself, well, he got part of that right because, you know, I don't think they mentioned Jesus. But the point is this. We have to understand something. When God created Earth, he created us in his image. These other entities are not in God's image. And they're unbelievably, excuse my vernacular, pissed off about that. Because he gave us the ability, just through repentance, to accept Jesus, who created the heavens and the earth, and have eternal life with God. Nobody else in the universe has that, except for us. That's how much he loved us. Then he gave Jesus to us as a sacrifice, as an eternal God who's omnipresent, so his blood would be forever able to basically release, if you want to call it from a physics standpoint, release a scalar energy field to return our DNA back to the Father to restore us to God Almighty. And we're the only entities on the planet and the world in the universe that have this. So it's like Austin just said, they sit around going, I'm pissed off. I'm going to see how many times I can mess with a human and mess them up. Let's do this. Let's see what this does to their DNA. Ha, ha, ha. And that's what they do. That's why they did what they did in Genesis 6, because they wanted to find an alternative plan of salvation, because they have no plan of salvation like us. And they figured that God would take them in if they were bred with humans. And he did not take them in. He killed them again. So it's something you have to understand, that what we've been given is an incredible gift through Jesus. And if people understood the gift that we have, they would all be Christians. The problem is these entities that rule the planet, they don't want you to talk about Jesus. That's why Hollywood, you notice, never talks about Jesus. Very rarely you ever hear Jesus mentioned in a movie. They won't do it. They refuse to, because they know that name has power. Like I just read you, shows up, you know, with name of name, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, treads the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. They don't want him at the party.
No.
He's kind of a buzzkill for these guys. I mean, he comes in and says, okay, guys, out, hell, you out of here now, done. And they're afraid when you call on his name that he's going to show up, because they know he's very, very, very real. Remember the New Testament was like that. This guy was running around using Jesus' name, you know, doing miracles, doing all kinds of healings, et cetera, et cetera. And finally, one of the demons looks at him and says to him, who are you? You know, Paul, I know.
Yeah.
Jesus, I know, but I don't know you. Remember? And he beat
him up.
Oh, yeah, the demon jumped out, beat him.
Now, how does that work?
Because he wasn't saved. He wasn't following Christ.
So they still had that physical interaction?
Yeah. Well, I guess that
they beat him up?
Well, I'm sure that the person they were possessing beat up the guy.
Okay, I get you.
But remember, though, they were poaching the name.
That's true.
They weren't committed Christians. They were just saying, well, whatever.
They were trying to use it in their glory.
Yeah, because they were trying to make money. They were trying to make money with it. And see, so when God has enough of that, he just has enough of it. And so that's why we have the ability, when we accept Christ, to change everything, including the fabric of reality.
Well, you're right, though, when you talk about that as far as with health, because they also, I think, aspects of it, they can't stand people having peace and joy and fulfillment and being healthy. When you're really healthy and you've got peace, you have the world.
Well, remember also, you know, it's the energy, the negative energy, the low vibrations that feed
you.
They feed this.
Well, that's what I just said earlier. You know, whatever. If everybody's caught the flu once, and I mean, you're in bed, you got 103 temperature, and you feel horrible. What's your frequency?
Negative.
It's trash. It's low. You're like, bleh, I want to sleep. You're not productive. You're not mentally acute. You don't get anything done. You're not basically helping anything or anyone around you, because you just need to sleep and rest and heal. They like that. They want you to be. If they didn't like it, why would they be putting thousands and thousands and thousands on the thousands of drugs on the market every single year that cause all these insane side effects that in most cases you can prevent the firsthand problem with just supplements and nutrition? Like you've talked about before, a lot of these drugs, they never address the root problem. All they do is mask the symptom in many cases, unless you're talking about something real specific, like you got infection, you got antibiotics. That's a different story. But a lot of like these SSRIs and these drugs, like these ADHD medications, you're not giving the newsflash. When you give a child Adderall, Adderall's an amphetamine. Adderall burns B complex like fuel. It burns through them. It burns magnesium. Amphetamines overstimulate certain areas of the brain that massively burn everything off as far as minerals. The issue is, if they're going to give somebody this drug, at the very least, they need to have them on B vitamins and ultimate multiple. But the fact is, most kids do not have an Adderall deficiency. They don't have a Ritalin deficiency.
No kids have that.
Schedule
2 drug.
They don't need methylphenidate to function. They need more B vitamins. They need omega-3 fats. They need to get their blood sugar in control and stop eating high fructose corn syrup. See, again, the doctor doesn't look at that. They're eating all this junk. Their blood sugar's out of whack. They're deficient in all these nutrients. Doctor goes, I know it'll fix it. We'll give them, meth. If a doctor walked in with a bag and he goes, your child's ADHD, here's a big bag of crystal meth. Just raw crystal. Florida's got a huge problem with meth down here with all these tweakers. It'll fix the problem, though. Every parent would go, are you nuts? You just walked in here with meth, doctor. I don't want to speak to you again. I'm going to give this to my kid. They walk in with a prescription bottle. They go, oh, here's Ritalin. It's methylphenidate. Tweaked slightly different than methamphetamine. Methylphenidate, methamphetamine.
Almost like cocaine.
Yeah, like meth. And they go, put your kid on this. It'll fix everything. Oh, yes, doctor. What a great idea. I'm going to put my kid on meth and coke. It'll fix everything. And they do it. And then the kid starts having all these other side effects.
Brain development.
And then just think about the concept of starting a 5 or 6 or 7-year-old on methamphetamines or on cocaine. What do you think it's going to do to their brain structure?
The other day, I was at the doctor's office getting my blood tested.
Yeah.
Which I'm still waiting for my B12 levels. We get to come back. And some guy walks in. And he's got a pressure washer on the back of a trailer. And he's basically a blue-collar worker.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy. And he says at the desk, in front of everybody, Doc, that sustained release, Adderall you gave me, it's not working for me. I need a regular Adderall. He says it out loud.
Jeez.
Because it geeks you up. Jeez. It makes you get hyper. And he wasn't able to be as productive and move as quick. The problem is, he who burns twice as bright burns half as long.
Yeah.
Remember that. When you light the candle on both sides, it doesn't last that long.
Think about doing that with a 6, 7, 8-year-old.
But look what it's going to do to that brain development.
Yeah.
Remember, these compounds are Schedule II drugs. They're in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol. These are Schedule II drugs. These are super addictive, and they're super regulated. And all of a sudden, let's put the 5-year-old on some Ritalin or some Adderall, and you're like, yeah, because, what it does in a developing brain, it calms it down. That's why if you give a child like Sudafed, Sudafed and hydrochloride, it actually calms their brain down. Sometimes it makes them want to take a nap. You give it to an adult, it makes them all hyper. So the brain that's being developed is different than the brain that's developed. That's why you think, my kids are crazy. This is awful. They're teenagers. And a bunch of brats. And you say, I wish I never would have had them. People say that all the time, which is a terrible thing to confess.
That's not nice.
Terrible. And all of a sudden they get 23, 24, 25. All of a sudden they go, well, my child came back. They're like they used to be. They're actually being nice now. And you think, well, what happened? Well, they had to go through a developmental process. It's just part of it.
And then when you start injecting, or not necessarily injecting, but you start introducing these drugs like this at a young age, you're stopping that developmental process from happening properly.
And that's one of the problems that I have with pot, because pot stops neurological development. Yeah. If you start drinking or using a lot of pot when you're 15, 16, 17 years old, your brain has arrested development. Boom, right there, locks in. So you never finish the developmental process. So listen to me, if you're a kid and you're doing that crap, stop it. I'm not your parent. I'm just telling you, stop it. Don't be using that trash, man. It will mess you up. I don't know anybody that I know in high school who used to smoke a lot of pot. I had old Johnny was out there with Johnny's Jeep, and he used to hotbox that Jeep with pot every day. And not one of the people that I know that was in that hotbox with him, not one of them did anything with their lives.
No, not especially the kid. The only difference.
Better. Now, if their brains developed, they're in the 20s.
I've got guys that I know that have been combat deployed, and they got PTSD.
It works for that, and it works for people
that have been. And most of the time they use it, though, they don't usually smoke it. They usually do like the oil and stuff.
Well, I know the same thing happens with bipolar disorder. The same thing happens with sleep deprivation. A lot of times you can use drugs like that as a person gets older.
As a tool,
not as a crutch, but never for recreational use.
And
a 15-year-old,
No, absolutely no way.
Because it is a drug.
Yeah, but again, they'll talk about, doctors will talk about that, right? 14, 15-year-old brain development with pot, but those same doctors, they'll criticize that, which they should, but they go, but it's okay, though. We're putting them on Adderall. It'll fix everything.
Oh, by the way, speaking of energy drinks, another cheerleader has died from the energy drinks. And here's the top.
Yeah, which one?
It's not listing it. It says, horrifying death, health complications caused by a supercharged energy drink revealed after a star cheerleader's shock death. 17 years old, gone, done, finished. You can't put that much caffeine. Caffeine starts messing with your sinal atrial node, which is in your heart, messes the rhythmic, the pacemaker potentially your heart. And you start dumping that much caffeine in with these energy drinks, you're going to start messing up your heart rhythm, and you have a massive heart attack. Happens all the time.
Said she died from enlarged heart. Apparently she was drinking the stuff all the time on a regular basis. I've warned these young kids about it because the problem is kids are very, when you're about 16, 17, 18 years old, caffeine starts hitting you pretty hard.
Well, they think they're indestructible.
Well, no, and you can ingest, and I've done this, you can ingest large amounts of caffeine when you're younger. I used to do it. And I started having heart issues when I was bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. It says these drinks contain around 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine per can, and some of these kids are drinking 3 and 4 of them a day.
Sometimes 3 or 4 in a row.
They're having up to a gram of caffeine. A gram. Not a milligram. A gram of caffeine.
That's 1,000 milligrams.
It's 1,000 milligrams. And apparently the one she was drinking was the Celsius brand. That's the one that basically, well, they're all in aluminum cans. Don't drink stuff in aluminum cans, first off. Don't. Mm-hmm. It's just not healthy. And thirdly, you know, where's my purple stick can? You got some over there? That one's empty. I want a full one.
You got some of that one.
There we go. Yeah. And see, we've been using the heck out of this. You guys notice, I fill it up. Fill it up. This is loaded up with a green tea extract.
It's the very top.
The very top with green tea extract. It doesn't spike your cortisol significantly whatsoever. You use a real dosage of it, a normal dose, like a scoop. You're not going to get all these heart palpitations. That's the thing. I've been hearing more and more now, too. I've had people ask me, well, the kids are having heart palpitations. Why are 18, 19-year-olds having heart palpitations? Well, he drinks like 6 or 7 Red Bulls a day. Gosh, guys. Caffeine is very aggressive in high doses. You really got to be careful of this stuff. They're pulling up here. This other one, Pink Slush, Lanuni. Apparently, this is what she was drinking all the time. She started to drink at least one of these a day, and then basically started drinking more and more and more and more and more and more every single day, all day. So I don't know this brand. I don't know anything about it. But all I know is it's flavored with other natural flavors. And
that means nothing.
That means nothing. And 200 milligrams per can.
Ooh, that's a lot of caffeine. Oh, by the way.
She's a kid, man. She's 17 years old, dude.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Kid.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, more young men are attending religious services regularly, poll finds. More young men report they are attending churches or other houses of worship at least monthly, according to a Gallup poll released on Thursday. One of several indicators that group of Americans may be bucking broader trends as religiosity among most people in the United States remains at historic low. 40% of men from ages 40% of men ages 18 to 29 attend a religious service at least once a month, around a 7% point increase from 2022 to 2023, and the highest percentage who have reported doing so since 2012 to 2013. You know why? Because they're finding out that the answers aren't there. The school's not giving them answers. Their parents, in many cases, aren't giving them answers. The drugs aren't giving them answers. The alcohol's not giving them answers, and they're looking for answers. And the answer could only be found in Christ, because we all have a God-shaped vacuum on the inside of us that only the Holy Spirit can fill. And without God in our lives, we have a very, 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 very empty life. We really do.
This is good news here. Tallahassee posted this now. Apparently, a new data center is going to be basically blocked from being produced or put up in Florida. The new
good.
Water bowl. It says the Florida Water Management Board changed its policy for data centers after a state push. It said real estate developers plan to build more hyperscale data centers, taking up 1,300 acres of land in Polk County.
It was here in Polk County?
Fort Meade, baby.
1,300 acres?
1,300-acre total center.
That's more than a square mile. Wow. They blocked it.
Said there could be an unexpected snag related to the project's water use. Develop agreement between Stony Bridge Company, Fort Meade, and the city. Says a data center will... The data center is going to use 50,000 gallons of city water per day. Per day.
Unbelievable.
Each day, guys, out of the city's water, the data centers, which houses thousands of computers used to program like AI, has used huge amounts of water to keep machines cool. Under new policies now adopted, the city can't use its existing water permit to supply any data center. The Water Man District sent a letter to the city of Fort Meade on Tuesday ahead of the city's commission meeting saying the data center's water man does not fall in any approved limit or approved permit. Does the data center's water request be separately approved by a different district now? So what they're going to have to do is, apparently they're going to have to put in and tap into the aquifer now.
Florida aquifer.
Florida aquifer. That's what they're going to try to do now. Then suck up 50,000 gallons a day. The only thing they're going to find out about that is they're going to have to run a significant amount of that aquifer water through their own treatment center now. Because I don't know. If you've been to Florida, we got a lot of sulfur and a lot of calcium in our aquifer water. You cannot run that through those cooling systems. You will calcify those radiators within a year. So now the data center is going to have to put in their own water treatment facility if they want this thing in. And they're pretty irritated about this.
Well, you know,
they want to sponge off the city's water.
Well, you know, the crazy part is if you could look at my distiller, which I've done before.
Yeah.
I've got a video on this online. You look at it, and I open it up into this distillation system. It's filled with calcium carbonate.
Yeah.
It's got full calcium.
Well, that's they said they wanted to tie into the city's water because it's already processed water.
Yeah.
So they wanted to fit the city said, we're not doing it. We're done. They put a whole blockade on this now. No data centers can use the city's water permit. So if you want to do this, you got to put in your entire own water treatment center and run off the aquifer. And they said, well, that's going to be millions of dollars. No duh. Why is it, and this is my pet peeve with you city commissioners, if you guys listen to me, why is it we're allowing data centers in these places that are going to produce billions of dollars in aggregate money for themselves. They're not going to generate any revenue, by the way, for the communities. They don't have any employees. It's all AI data centers. They got a couple people inside, a little tech guy. Generate all this money for themselves, yet they want to utilize and access all of the, basically, the utilities that we pay for. The water treatment centers, the electrical centers. They want access to all this stuff for pennies on the dollar. It's the same thing like I got in massive argument with our city commissioners. I said, why is it these developers come in and they put these huge subdivisions and they're not getting required to increase any type of roadway structure, infrastructure, turning lanes, four lanes, nothing. Well, we can't, this is what they said to me, we can't force them to put in roadways. You know, we can only tell them what we think they should do. I said, how about this? You hold the stinking permits. Well, if we hold their permits based on the roadways, they could sue us. Dad over here goes, how many lawsuits have you been sued in for not allowing these permits to go through? Well, none. We haven't been in any lawsuits. Then you're not doing a good job. If you're not getting in lawsuits for not approving this stuff, then you guys are obviously not pushing back at all. So I'm glad to see Fort Meade's push back on this at least. They said, if you guys want to do this, you're going to have to do it with your own water treatment system you build. You're going to have to get your own water supply on this. You're not tapping into the city's municipal water supply at all under any circumstances for any AI data centers now or any data centers.
You know, I tell you what, they shouldn't even be here anyhow.
No, they shouldn't.
Let's talk beer.
Beer.
We're going to talk beer. I don't really like beer, but we're going to talk beer. We're going to talk about AI, beer, and automation.
Okay.
I went to a tour a couple years ago up in St. Louis of the Busch factory, Busch Bavarian, not longer owned by Busch, Anheuser, and the gang.
Just the name.
Just the name. It's owned by a Belgian company now, which is, I'm sure, controlled through the bloodline families. And I remember I walked in, the place is running like crazy. There's nobody in it.
The beer factory? They used to play a lot of people.
No, they're running. There's nobody there. There was hardly any employees.
Yeah.
It's all automated.
Yeah.
And so they just have guys that work on the machines. The thing's just running by itself. A few guys sitting around running the machines, and you think to yourself, wow, this is crazy. It's automation. That's what's going to happen with AI.
Exactly right.
Why do we want these AI data centers everywhere to have AI running everything? Remember, AI is simply a tool. By the way, Maria Abramovich, I was going to play this video, but I don't like this lady, so I'm not going to put her on my screen. She basically was the one who was doing the soul cooking.
Yeah.
Because she was a Satanist, the hardcore Satanist that we all got exposed to with Barack Obama. She said that Trump is a high-level wizard. Bringing a chaos. Her words, because she's in that area with all that, and he basically is a chaos agent. Just thought I'd mention that. I may play that for you tomorrow if Austin would like to, but I want him to review it before I just give it to him. By the way, remember I always tell you guys to make sure you get multiple opinions from your doctors and know the doctor that you're going to, especially if you're going to do something that's going to be a heavy surgery.
Yeah.
Get multiple opinions because you got to know who's going to be cutting on you. Another Florida doctor has been indicted after a wrong organ removed in a fatal operation.
Wrong organ removed.
A Florida doctor has been indicted for second-degree manslaughter after allegedly moving a patient's liver instead of his spleen. You could be pretty stupid to take a liver out thinking it's a spleen.
Liver? Took the whole man's liver out? Mm-hmm. How do you confuse the two?
You're an idiot, or you're stoned, or you're not paying attention. Leading to a fatal surgical error. The Walton County Sheriff's Office announced on Monday that Dr. Thomas Shanhowski has been charged with second-degree manslaughter following a surgery that occurred on August the 21st. The report states that during the procedure, he meant to remove the spleen of a 70-year-old man from Alabama, but he took out the liver, leading to severe blood loss and the man's death on the operating table. You got to be a special kind of stupid, Doc. I'm just going to let you know
that. Yeah, seriously.
The sheriff's office reported that the indictment was announced at this office of the state attorney for the First Judicial Circuit after a thorough investigation by the Walton County Sheriff's Office along state medical authorities. The grand jury concluded that this doctor's actions constituted a criminal conduct under Florida law. Wow. The grand jury has spoken on responsibility to ensure the changes in the policy. Deshaun Daskey was arrested on Monday morning in Miramar Beach and is currently being held at the Walton County Jail awaiting his first court appearance. You know, now what I hope they do is they retrain this clown, because he obviously knows how to do surgery and other things. We have to make sure somebody's watching him. And if he's going to be working in the jail system now, they can always have him do simple things like check people's tonsils. Or
he worked the infirmary.
Work the infirmary or do something. But I got to, he's going to be a felon now. He will lose his medical license. I'm not even sure if they'll allow him to do that in a prison without a license.
I just pulled it up. BlackRock doesn't own Anheuser-Busch. They don't.
No, Bud Light families.
Top shareholders of Anheuser-Busch.
Oh,
Vanguard.
Right. Vanguard. Yeah, of course it is.
Dodge, and then Vanguard again. Oh, then Goldman Sachs.
Unbelievable.
The one BlackRock this time, though, it was Vanguard.
You know, it's frustrating to me. Now, I'm not a big beer guy, right? That's kind of weird because I'm German and I'm not a beer guy. And I guess maybe because my mom had a problem with beer, and I just didn't want to get involved with all that. But the crazy part is this. I mean, I used to love those Budweiser commercials with the Clydesdales.
Oh, the frogs.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The frogs.
Yeah.
Budweiser. Everybody remembers that. The Clydesdales. Oh, that was, yeah.
No. And, you know, and that just, you know, and that, and Anheuser-Busch is what made St. Louis St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
And now that Anheuser-Busch basically is, you know.
Automated. It's all AI. Guaranteed
now
all
St.
AI.
Louis is in shambles. It's a mess.
We're just
there.
Up there.
I mean, it's awful.
Up there. I mean, you go downtown.
You got some tweaked out new Uber drivers. That guy was nuts, man.
It was crazy. But I mean, like, you go through downtown, and that whole industrial area.
Out of business.
It's gone. Like, I mean, it's there, but there's nothing. There's nobody there. Everything's boarded up. Everything's closed. It's crazy.
Really, it's really
And that's
sad.
Exactly why I've been so diametrically opposed with these city commissioners and county commissioners when these AI data centers and these other places come in, even when Amazon came in. Amazon now is laying off troves of people. Why? Because they're building more robots to do the job. So when they come in with this giant lie, and they said, oh, Amazon's going to bring thousands of jobs to Auburndale. No, it didn't. It brought a few jobs to I-4 right on the edge, and now they cut everybody out, and they're doing all automation. Same thing with AI data centers. You got probably a couple dozen tech guys that are going to be in there keeping maintenance thorough on these things. That's it. You're going to 1,700-acre data center that wants to burn 55,000 gallons of water from the city a day. It's for everybody's safety.
No, it's not.
It's for your health. It'll bring more money
Donald
in.
Donald Trump is bringing us with this. He's bringing us full enslavement.
I talked yesterday. I showed everybody the video on Hagman yesterday about the Flock cameras now that so many companies are tying. I sent you the video. The guy pulled up. He got access to the Flock data. And we're talking people that they can't even figure out who they are is getting access to Flock cameras, even in gymnasiums. Dozens of people that aren't even registered to be accessing Flock camera system AI.
That's why I suggest you don't have a Ring camera by Amazon on your house.
Flock is tying into everything with a camera, the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. If you got access to it, it's getting access to that data. And that data is basically going to the highest bidder, meaning law enforcement, pedophile rings, anybody they want has access to this stuff now. He showed on here. I'll show you the guy's video. I'll probably show it tomorrow. I showed him Hagman's show. He didn't even realize it. Because all these law enforcement go, Flock's great. We track down people that have a, you know, registration expired. We can go pull them over and arrest them. Oh, man, you just segment of society. You're just going for everybody, aren't you?
Grady Jeb was so funny. He was doing a thing the other day. Some guy got pulled over because he had a bad registration, a bad tag on his car. And the guy, he'd been habitual with this thing. And he said, only in Polk County. Oh, yeah, this ticket. He got arrested, handcuffed, taken in.
Of course.
By the way, shameful moment when a Range Rover driving Real Housewife from a reality TV show and her husband were arrested for shoplifting for months at a Publix, Florida supermarket. They were changing.
Publix, bro?
They were changing. They were changing.
Publix?
They were going through the checkout line and, you know, changing something.
Oh,
like,
not.
Yeah. And they were, like, doing a couple items, and they were basically doing it. Ended up being thousands and thousands of dollars. Finally, they by ticket switching or swapping cheaper price tags for expensive ones, the rest report reviewed. But of course, she's got her fancy Range Rover and her fancy bags and all the rest.
Don't steal stuff, man. At the end of the day, let me tell you guys this. Stealing things, thievery, is just a fast way to give yourself bad energy and bad karma. It really is. Whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. You're putting negative energy out there, and it always comes back. Everybody I know when I was younger that was involved in stupid stuff like that, it always came back and bit them. They stole stuff, and they had stuff stolen from them. They did this, and they lost everything with this. It never works out right. Do the right thing. You know it's right. You know you're swapping stuff out. Let's be real. You can play the, I didn't know I was. Yeah, you did. You know you're doing it. You know, you put a thing of banana stickers on, you know, something else, so you pay 69 cents instead of $5. Come on. Don't play that game. Just pay money or go somewhere else to try to find it cheaper. Go to Aldi's.
They'd come in from another country, and they said they were in survival mode. Had not worked since they got to the United States. Maybe they should have stayed. They were in South Africa.
Maybe they need to get rid of the Range Rover. Or actually, it's a Range Rover. They're probably upside down in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. These are expensive. Oh,
they go, depreciation. The first 2 year depreciation is about 30-40%.
It's time.
We got a new clock coming. It's 22 degrees Celsius in here, apparently.
No, we got another minute. Look at that. We got a minute.
That's behind.
Oh, that's behind, too?
Where are we at?
Hey, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus all the days of your life. Thank you for praying for us. We continue to pray for you. And thank you for supporting us. I mean,
purple sticks, too. Got them.
Oh, I had a great thing to tell you guys. Remember I told everybody to kiss your wife for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Or 10 seconds?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Well, you'd be doing more things besides kissing for 10 minutes. But the crazy thing is, his wife and him got an argument the other day, and she got in his face, and, why are you in my face? He goes, I'm waiting for you to kiss me again.
Nice. We love that. You guys need anything, healthmasters.com. Stay stocked up on all your nutrient needs. You need anything, call us. EyeSight on sale. Try it. Give me a review. Appreciate you, my friends. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
I love you guys.